this rope of flesh I'll drop and rise, and seize that everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, the sweet hour of prayer.
他说到第三节，祷告之时，甘甜之时，每逢相逢，为我心事，直到我在毕斯加山，发现我家极目一看，脱下帐篷，安静等候，信心便见，盼望成就，临行我大声告辞，平安平安，祷告之时。
That day, we don't have sweet hour prayer anymore.
那一天我们不需要再祷告。
Then rather, we will have continuously had fellowship with our son, with his son Jesus Christ.
而是和神的儿子基督一直有交通。
That is the most wonderful time we will have.
那是我们最美妙的。
And we are expecting that day to come.
我们也期待那一天快来。
But until then.
但是在那天到以前
，We need the sweet hour of prayer.
我们需要那个祷告的甘甜之时。
I believe when we sing this song, you know what I'm going to talk about.
我想我们一唱这诗歌，你就知道我要讲的是什么。
Therefore, before we start, let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 6.
所以开始的时候，大家翻开马太福音第六章。
Let's turn our Bible Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13.
马太福音第六章九到十三节。
I'll read it first in English, then our brother will leave you to read in Chinese.
我先用英文，待会儿我们一起用中文读。
Of this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
请一起来。所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远。
Let's have a word of prayer.
有点祷
告。 Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence, we open our hearts to you.
今天早上在你的同在面前，我们向对着你敞开我们的心。
Lord, give us a clear mind and a receptive spirit.
给我们一个清楚的心思和一个接受的灵。
Lord, we declare that we need you.
我们在这里说，主，我们需要你。
We once again we open our heart to you.
我们再把我们的心向你敞开。
In Jesus' name we pray.
好，耶稣的名祷告。
Prayer is the most important privilege which we get from God.
祷告是我们从神而得的最重要的一个权利。
Because this is a privilege to have fellowship with God.
因为这个特权让我们可以与神交通。
I will say this privilege is more important than gospel preaching.
我觉得说这个特权比传福音要。
It's more important than service to the saints.
在服侍圣徒上来说，这也是更重要。
I will say what did you say, brother? More important than gospel preaching?
你说弟兄，你刚才说的什么？难道这个比传福音更重要吗？
Indeed it is.
的确是这样。
Because this service that we have,
因为每一个我们的聚会
，whether it's gospel preaching, whether in children's service,
无论是传福音或者孩子们的服
务 ，all should start by prayer.
都以祷告开始。
Through prayer we gain strength.
借着祷告我们得着力量。
Through prayer we gain direction.
借着祷告我们得着那个方向。
If we start to work without prayer.
如果我们不祷告就开始做
then most likely our service will just be in vain.
那我们所做的很可能就是什么都不是。
Brothers and sisters, do you want your service to be in vain?
弟兄姐妹，你们想不想你的服事好像什么都不是？
After putting all those effort,
就是你花了许多的精力。
Then after when that day comes,
当那天来的时候
the Lord said it's altogether work.
主就说你所有这些的工作
I don't think we want that.
都什么都不是
We want everything that we do is counted before the eyes of God.
我想我们做的在主面前都得算
Therefore we need prayer.
因此我们需要祷告
That's what disciples tell Lord Jesus, teach to pray.
所以当门徒对主耶稣说请教我们如何祷告
Immediately the Lord said, pray like this.
所以主马上就说你们要如此祷告。
You know, the disciples make a lot of requests.
他们问主，求问主很多的事情。
And a lot of these requests are foolish requests.
其实他们问的很多其实是很愚笨的问题。
For example, he said when they went to Samaria and preaching the gospel.
比如他们到那个撒玛利亚传福音的时候。
And a lot of them did not receive the Lord.
那里当时有很多人还没有接受主。
James and John requested the Lord ask the fire to come down from heaven and burn them.
雅各约翰就说主你差遣那个火从天上降下来烧灭他。
Is this a foolish request?
这是很愚蠢的一个要求。
On another instant.
另外一次。
James and John again.
又是雅各跟约翰。
Requested the Lord, you know what? If you came to your kingdom.
他说主当你德国降临的时候
Make me sit one at your right hand and one on your left hand.
让我一个坐你左边一个坐你的右边
Another foolish request.
这也是一个很多的那个要
求 But this time,
但是
when the disciples tell the Lord, Lord, teach us how to pray,
我们怎么样祷告
It really touched the Lord's heart.
这个摸着了主的心
And the Lord immediately tell them, pray in this manner.
主马上就说你们祷告要这样
祷告 You know, this portion of the word is a very important passage in the New Testament.
所以这一段的圣经在新约中非常重要。
It's not a format on prayer.
并不是祷告给你个公式。
A lot of times in Christian meetings, a lot of people will say, can you please recite the Lord's Prayer?
有很多在基督徒的聚会中常常我们是重复就是按字句重复主祷文。
We never recite the Lord's Prayer. We pray the Lord's Prayer.
我们并不是重复主祷，乃是我们按着主祷文来祷告。
When you said recite the Lord's Prayer,
当你说我们要重述主祷文
，It's like telling Brother Fu, "Can I recite a conversation with you?"
就好像你对傅弟兄说，我们刚才谈的话，我能跟你再辩吗
？How do you recite a conversation?
你怎么能把原来你说的话再说一遍
we start the conversation
我们要开始来交谈
This the same matter when we pray the Lord's Prayer we pray the Lord's Prayer
所以同样主也是这样说我们向主耶稣那样的祷告
Because prayer this the Lord's Prayer is a what a kind of a foundation a principle on how to pray
因为主这一段的祷告是我们祷告的那个根基和一个
But before we get that, we should know what is the importance of prayer.
但是在那之前，我们要知道那个祷告的重要性在哪里。
Prayer is so important because it's our spiritual breathing.
祷告如此重要，是我们属灵的呼吸。
So one day I was asking my wife before we go to the meeting. I said, "Can a person survive without eating?"
有一次去聚会之前，我问太太说，人能不吃饭还活着
？Yeah, I said, "How many days?" It's about 3 or 4 days, you know.
所以我想可以大概有三四天你可以不吃饭。
But can you survive without breathing?
但是一个人不呼吸能够继续存。
How long? She said about 15 to 20 minutes.
那我说有多长时间？我太太说大概15到20分钟。
When a person doesn't breathe, it's over.
当一个人不呼吸的时候，那就截止。
Today when we become a Christian.
所以今天我们成为基督徒。
We need the spiritual breathing.
我们需要属灵的呼吸。
And what is this spiritual breathing? It's prayer.
属灵的呼吸是什么？就是祷告。
Well, I always remember when my son was born.
我提到以前提到过，就是当我儿子出生的时候。
The first thing that the doctor was concerned is the baby breathing.
医生第一个关切的就是不是这个婴孩他呼吸。
So when the baby was born, he's not crying. So immediately the doctor brings him to another room to make him cry.
所以当我儿子生出来的时候，他没有哭，所以马上。医生就把他带到另外一个房间，就是非要让他哭。
I don't know what the doctor did to him, but after a while he started crying.
我不知道医生对他做了什么，但是做了之后，儿子就开始。
When the baby starts to cry, it means he starts breathing.
因为婴孩哭就是他有呼吸了。
The doctor doesn't really care how big the baby is.
那医生并不在乎说你这生出来的孩子有多
大。Or how handsome the boy is.
或者这个男生他有多么的俊美。
The first priority is he breathing.
他第一个关心的是他是不是呼吸。
Brothers and sisters, as we Christians, are we breathing?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是基督徒，我们呼吸。
Are we breathing every day the spiritual air?
我们每天是不是呼吸属灵的空气
？Yes, indeed. That day when we got saved, we start breathing.
是那一天，
得救的时候。
得救的时候，我们就开始呼吸。
When we say, "Lord, come into my heart."
我们当主说：“主，你进到我的心中。
Be my Lord and Savior.
做我的那个救主和主。
We start breathing.
我们就开始呼吸。
But that doesn't stop right there.
但是并不停在这。
As a Christian, we need to continue breathing.
作为基督徒，我们要一直呼吸。
A lot of times we put a lot of attention on work or service.
很多时候我们都花心在我们的工作服侍
上。Don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters.
你不要把我理解错。
We need service.
我们需要。
But my point is, before we serve.
我要说的是，在我们服事之
前，
我们需要先祷告。
Prayer is the most important thing in our life.
祷告是我们生命中最重要的事。
Number two,
第二
，prayer is an expression of our dependence on God.
祷告就说出我们要依靠神。
When man fell,
当人堕落的时候
，the book of Genesis,
创世纪说
，men fell because they declare independence from God.
人堕落是因为人想要独立于神。
During the time of the Tower of Babel.
在那个巴别塔的时候
When man said, let's build a tower that looks to the heavens.
当人说我们要建一个塔通天
And make a name for ourselves.
为要宣扬我们的名
What is this?
这个事情是
This is a declaration of independence from God.
这是说我们向神宣告说我们可以独立于
But on the day we are redeemed.
但是当我们被救赎
We make another declaration.
我们有另一个宣告
We need God.
我们需要
We need Jesus Christ.
我们需要神儿子。
Oh, we cannot live alone by ourselves.
我们不能自己活着。
We need our Savior.
需要我们的救。
This is our declaration.
这个是我们的
宣告。And not only we declare on the day we are saved.
不仅是我们得救那天宣告。
It's in every day while we are living on this earth.
每一天在地上活的日子。
We are fully dependent on our Savior.
我们完全需要我们的救。
Not only in our spiritual service.
不仅是那个属灵的服
务 also in our daily living,
包括我们每天的生活
or the food that we eat,
我们所吃的食物
in our work,
在工作
we are dependent on him,
我们都依靠他
because he's the one who supplies all our needs,
因为他是供给我们一切
Thirdly,
第三
prayer is important because we what, fulfill God's purpose through prayer,
因为借着祷告我们可以成全神的心
when you will say God is a mighty God, he's majesticHe can do all things.
你说神他是伟大威严的，他什么都能做。
Just look at the book of Genesis.
你就看看创世纪吧。
With one word alone, he created the whole universe.
他就一说话，整个宇宙都被造。
Can he not do his purpose just by his speaking? Yes, he can.
难道不能借着说话成就他的旨意吗？他能啊。
Yet God desires that we co-work with him.
但是神却要我们与他同工。
Yeah, in a lot of instances in the Bible.
在圣经中有许多的例子
Through prayer, God fulfills his purpose.
都是借着祷告神成全他的心
Look at the example of concerning the captivity.
比如说那个被掳的事情
When the children of Israel was captive in Babylon,
当以色列人被掳到巴比伦的时候
God already prophesied through the prophets that after 70 years they will come back.
神已经借着先知预言70年后他们要归回
Yet God desired men to pray.
但是神却要人祷告
Jeremiah prayed
耶利米祷告
Nehemiah prayed
尼希米祷告
Daniel prayed
丹以理祷告
Even three times a day
甚至丹以理一天三次
At the risk of his life he continued to pray for the return of the captives
甚至丹以理冒着他生命的危险为被掳归回
That 70 years arrived the children of Israel went back to Jerusalem
七年到的时候以色列人就得以归回
Another instant
另外一个
Concerning the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的弥赛亚，主耶稣基督
再来的时候。Thousands of years ago, it was been prophesied that this Messiah will come.
千年以前就已经预言这个弥赛亚要来。
The year, the place, it was already been prophesied.
他要降生的那个年和那个地点都已经被预言了。
Yet, people need to pray for the coming of the Messiah.
但是却要有人为弥赛亚降生来祷告。
We see in the book of the gospel two people, Simeon and Anna.
我们看见福音书中有两个人，西缅和亚拿。
They continue to pray.
他们一直祷告。
And they prayed even with fasting.
他们也禁食祷告。
Oh, so that when the baby Jesus was brought to the temple.
所以当主耶婴孩耶稣被带到圣殿的。
And the old brother Simon took that baby and said, "Let your servant depart in peace."Eyes have seen thy salvation.
所以老弟兄西门就可以抱着主耶稣说：“主啊，现在你可以释放你的仆人安去了，因为我已经看见你给的救恩。”
Through prayer, God fulfills His purpose.
所以借着祷告神成全他的心。
Do we want to co-work with God?
我们是不是愿意与神同
工？ Do we want to fulfill His purpose?
我们是不是愿意成全他的心意？
Oh, let us pray.
让我们祷告。
We need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
Prayer is an important thing in our Christian life.
祷告是我们基督徒生活中很重要的。
Without prayer, we cannot exist.
没有祷告我们就不能存在。
Without prayer, the church cannot exist.
没有祷告教会就不能存在。
May the Lord Jesus now put this thing in our mind.
愿主把这个放在我们的心思。
Before we do anything, we need to pray.
在做任何事情之前，我们需要祷告。
But the thing is, how do we pray?
那问题是我们如何祷告？
No, the Matthew chapter 6 gave us a principle on how to pray.
马太第六章给我们祷告的原则。
And who do we pray to?
还有我们对着谁祷告。
That's why in verse 9 it says, the first thing is, our.
所以在第九节他说我们天上我
们 Who is this person we pray to?
我们祷告的对象是谁？
He is our father.
他是我们的父。
Not only he is our God.
不仅他是我们的神。
He is our father.
他是我们的父。
You know, you say God is so majestic, so powerful.
你说神他这样的伟大有威严。
In the Old Testament, he says he's the unapproachable light.
在旧约说他是住在那个不能靠近的光中。
Well, in this kind of condition, man is, can we approach God?
像我们人这样的光景，我们怎能靠近神？
Yeah, we see when the Lord came on Mount Sinai.
所以当主降在西奈山的时候，
there is earthquake, there is thunder, there is a lot of things that happen.
那有地震，有打雷，有很多可怕的。
And the Lord commanded Moses that anyone who just touched that mountain, he should be killed.
主也吩咐摩西说，如果有百姓谁要摸那山，就必被
吃。Oh, it's not a small thing to come before the presence of God.
所以到神面前来可不是一件小。
Even Moses, who is a friend of God,
就是摩西也在那里惧怕。
He desired to see God face to face.
但是他渴慕要与神面对面。
When he told the Lord, Lord, I want you.
他对主说，我想要跟你。
He said, You cannot see me face to face.
神不能够面对面。
If you see me, you will be destroyed.
你要面对面看见我，你就被要被毁灭。
You can only see my back.
你只能看见我的背。
That's why in one instant when the Lord was passing through.
所以有一次主从摩西面前过。
He only can cause Moses to see the back of the Lord.
他就让摩西看见主的背。
This is the kind of God is.
这就是神，他就是这样。
Holy and righteous His name.
圣洁公义。
We a filthy sinful person cannot come before the presence of God.
我们满了污秽和罪的人不能够到神的面前。
But thank God in the New Testament, God also revealed He is also our Father.
但是感谢主，在新约他也启示我们，他是我们的父。
When we talk about our Father,
当我们说到我们的父
，We talk about He is merciful.
我们说到他满了怜悯。
On the one hand, He is righteous.
一面他是公义。
On the other hand, He is that merciful one.
一面他是满了怜悯。
Such a sinful people as we are.
我们这样的
We can come before Him because He is our Father.
我们可以到他来，因他是我们的。
Oh, is that wonderful? This is God's grace. This is God's mercy.
这是多美妙！这是神的那个。
You know, we can call Him Daddy.
我们可以跟他说阿爸。
Well, He's Abba Father.
阿爸父。
That's why in the Lord's Prayer we can say Abba Father.
所以主他说阿爸父。
Because through His Son Jesus Christ.
因为接着他的儿子耶稣
We can boldly come before His throne of grace.
我们可以坦然无忌到他施恩的
He is our Father.
他是我们的父
Oh, this is the kind of privilege we need to take hold on.
我们需要抓住这个特权
The God of the universe.
宇宙的神
The creator of the universe.
宇宙的创造
He is our Father.
他是我们的父
And because He is our Father.
因着他是我们的父
There are four things we need to expect of Him.
我们可以从他期待有四件事情。
We expect him to nurture us.
我们会期待他，他会乳养我们。
Our Father,
我们的父。
He's not only sitting on the throne.
他不仅是坐在宝座上的那。
We are the object of his nurture.
我们是他乳养的。
In other words, he supplies all our needs.
换句话说，他供给我们一切的需要。
When you say, isn't it that all the creation he also take care of?
那你说他所造的神他都要照顾
Let's read please Matthew chapter 6 verse 26
马太福音第六章第二十六节
It said Behold the fowls of the air for they sow not neither do they reap nor gather into barns yet your heavenly father feedeth them are ye not much better than they
你们看那天上的飞鸟也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里你们的天父赏且养活他你们 不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Yet indeed God take care of his creation.
的确神他照顾他所有
的。All the lilies in the fields, the fowl in the air.
就是田野的百合花和空中的飞鸟他都照顾。
But let me tell you, brothers, we are different from them.
但是我告诉你弟兄姐妹，我们跟这些被造之物。
Because our relationship with him is not only a creator-creature relationship.
与神的关系不仅是被造物和被造主的关系。
It is a life relationship.
乃是一个生命的
关系。We are born family of God.
我们是生在神的家。
We are not created into the family of God. We are born into His family.
我们不是被造入神的家。
And this is a life relationship.
神的家中，所以这个是一个生命的关系。
And because it is a life relationship.
因着是个生命的关系。
God took care of all our needs.
这个他就能够顾念我们一切的需要。
James chapter 1 verse 17 says,
雅各书第一章第七节。
All good gift and all perfect gift came from above.
他说一切美善的良善和全备的恩赐都是从神。
It came from the Father of lights.
都是从众光之父那里来。
Oh, he indeed is our Father.
的确他是我们的父。
Well, I will tell you and testify to you.
我给你做一个见证。
This heavenly Father is my Father.
这个天父他是我的父。
He is not functioning like my father.
他虽然好像。
He is not like our father.
他不像我们在地上的父。
He is not functioning like our father.
他做事也不像我们地上的父。
He is our father.
他就是我们的父。
Being is his nature.
是我们的父。这个就是他的天性。
Brother and sister, being our father, it is his nature.
弟兄姐妹们是我们的父，这就是他的。
When my father passed away,
当我肉地上肉身的父。
It's already more than 15 years.
这已经是14年以前的事。
Oh, but thank God, I experienced this heavenly father is my father.
但是感谢主，我经历这个天父就是我的父。
Not only he supplied my spiritual needs.
他不仅供给我属灵的需要。
He supplied all of my physical needs.
他也供给我一切肉身的需要。
Brothers and sisters, this is how close we are.
这就是我跟我父有。
This is the God whom we pray to.
这个就是我们所祷告的对象。
Because we expect His nurture.
因为我们期待他必供养我
们。Not only we expect His nurture, we also expect His correction.
我们不仅期待他这样的养育我们，我们也期待他要校正我们。
Verse 14 and 15 says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses."Your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
第十四节，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
In other words, our Father, because He is Father, there is a life relationship. Therefore, He also corrects us.
换句话说，因着我们与天父有这些生命的关系，所以他要校正我们。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 to 7 says.
希伯来书第十二章第五六节说
said, But if you've forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked by him.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说我儿你不可轻看主的管教被他责备的时候也不可灰心因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子
Verse 6 says For whom the Lord loveth he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he received If you endure his chastening God deals with you as with sons For what son is he whom the father chasteneth
六七节因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭凡所收纳的儿子你们所忍受的是神管教你们你们如同待儿子焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢
On the one hand, he supplies all our needs.
一方面他供给我们一切的需要
On the other hand, he is the one who disciplines us.
另外一方面他也是管教
Disciplining us that we might be more like Jesus.
他管教我们可以让我们更像耶稣
Well, after we become a Christian, there's still a lot of things that we need to be conformed to the image of his son.
我们成为基督徒之后我们有很多的地方要被改变
There's a lot of flesh that is in us that needs to be corrected
我们里面有许多的肉体都要受管教
It is our Father's duty and responsibility to correct us
这是我们的父他的责任来管教我们
If one day a Christian will come to me and said
有一天有个基督徒到我这里来说
And he will say after being a Christian for so many years
他说我做基督徒这么长时间
I continue to live in sin
我仍然活在罪中。
Yet this so-called heavenly Father never, chastened me or disciplined me.
但是我这位天父他却从来不管教。
Let me tell you, there's a problem with this Christian's, you know, salvation.
那我想这个基督徒他的救恩是有问题的。
For if we are really a child of God,
因为我们若真是神的儿子，
we will be disciplined by him.
我们一定会被他管教。
Let me ask and give you an illustration.
我给你举个例子。
Who among us are here in the children's service? Can you please raise your hand?
我们中间谁是服侍孩子教主日学的？
Okay. If one day when you are teaching your children,
如果有一天你教那个孩子的时候，
and some of the children misbehave,
那其中有些孩子他们不乖，
how do you deal with him?
你怎么样来带这个事情？
Brother Fu, how do you deal with these children?
傅弟兄你
咋？No, we don't discipline. I don't. Because I can only warn them.
我不能管教他，我只能够警告他。
I will say, you do that again, I'll tell your mother.
我只能说，需要再做，我就告诉你爸爸妈妈。
I cannot discipline this child.
我不能够真的管教这个孩子。
Because I'm father.
因为我不是他的父亲。
But if me, it is Levi.
但是如果是我的儿子例外，
it's a different story.
那就不一样了。
Not only I will warn him.
不仅我要警告他。
I will tell him, you know, tonight if you go home, I will talk to you.
我要告诉他，今天晚上回家，我得跟你谈一谈。
Because he is my son.
因为他是我的儿子。
There is a life relationship.
因为有个生命的关系。
It's a father-son relationship.
因为是父子的关系。
We don't let our sons do behave like that.
我们不允许儿子他这样做。
Today our heavenly father the same thing.
今天我们天父也是一样。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He will discipline us.
他也必管教。
And let me tell you a story concerning Adrian Rogers.
我要讲那个 Adrian Rogers 弟兄的。
Adrian Rogers is a pastor in Bellevue Baptist Church.
Adrian Rogers 是在一个浸信会里头做牧师。
One day, he and his older brother and his father went to a community grocery store.
他有一次跟他年长的兄弟和他父亲到他们旁边的一个商店里去。
And his father bought a lot of groceries.
他的父亲买了多的那个东西。
And afterwards, he went to the cashier, which is also the manager.
然后他们就去付账，那个收银的人也是那个经理。
And he told the manager, charge it.
他的经理说，你来收钱。
The father said, charge it.
父亲说，对，你来收这个钱。
And the manager just write everything down, and that's it. Let him go.
那个经理却把这些钱数写下来，就让他们走了。
And Adrian Rogers, wow, just one word, charge it, everything, just go without paying.
他Adrian Rogers 说，哦，他父亲只是跟经理说了这一句话，这个经理就让他们买了这么多东西，经理就让他们走，竟然没有付钱。
And he told us, well, I found a magic word.
所以那个人就说，我发现了一个奇妙的一个词。
Tomorrow, let's come to the grocery store again.
明天我们去这个卖食品的商店。
So they bring some money that he bought.
所以他那天又去了，带着钱。
Expecting to use that magic words.
所以他期待他就用这个奇妙的话。
The purpose of bringing some money, if the word does not work, at least he has some money to pay.
但是他还带着钱，万一他这奇妙的话不行的话，他至少还可以付。
So he went there and bought a lot of soda.
所以他去那儿就买了许多的那个饮料，汽水饮料。
And bring it to the manager.
所以就又去找那个经理。
And told the manager, charge it.
所以他就跟你经理说，你就收钱吧。
The manager let them go.
所以经理竟然就让他们走。
And Adrian Rogers said, wow, we found a key to Fort Knox.
所以 Adrian Rogers说，哇，我们找着一个秘诀了。
And for 2 weeks, they continue to do that.
所以两周他们每天他们都是这么做。
And his father found out.
所以他们父亲就发现。
When he found out, he said, "Adrian Rogers, I want to talk to you."
所以他父亲就说，就是我要跟你谈一谈。
From that fellowship, Adrian Rogers, discovered two things.
Adrian Rogers 跟他父亲的谈话，他发现了两个事情。
He learned what do you mean by cash and credit.
第一，什么叫做付现金，或者是用信用卡。
And the second phrase is, whom the father loved, he disciplines.
另外一个就是他父亲所爱的，他要管教。
Today the father loves us.
今天父亲他爱我们。
If we are disciplined by him, we need to give thanks to him.
如果我们被他管教的时候，我们应该谢。
Because through the disciplining, we will be conformed to the image of his son.
因着借着被他管教，我们可以磨成他儿子的。
Today we thank God for his nurture. We thank God for his correction.
所以今天我们为了神他的儒养，为他的管教，都要谢谢。
This nurturing, this correction show is a sign that he continues to love us.
这个儒养和管教都显出他一直爱我。
Not only he corrects us,
不仅他管教我。
He will expect his companionship.
他也期待一个同伴的关系。
First John chapter one verse.
约翰福音第一章第三节。
Therefore, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
我交通是与父也与基督的交通。
Our God is not only sitting in the heavens.
我们的神不只是那个坐在天上。
A lot of times our concept is our God is sitting in the heavens and just command His people like servant do this do that. No.
我们有时以为神只是坐在天上命令他的百姓做这个做那个。
He is our Father.
他是我们的父。
He desires a fellowship with us.
他渴慕与我们有交通。
Well, one day when my son came home from the CYA training.
有一天我的儿子从一个 CYA 的培训回来。
You know, young boys, they're always busy doing a lot of things.
你知道年轻的男生他很忙做很多事。
Every time I ask my brother, how was it?
每次我问儿子 你那个培训怎么样
?He will say, it's okay.
他说还好吧。
And he do his own thing.
然后他就继续做他自己
的事。But that day he said, Daddy, I want to talk to you.
但那一天他回来说父爸我要跟你说点事情。
So he talked a lot for almost about 15 minutes. He talked about what's happening in the training.
15分钟他说到在培训中发生的事。
Let me tell you, that's the most wonderful time I have with my son.
那是我跟我儿子最好的光。
Because that is a fellowship between the father and the son.
因为就是在父亲跟儿子中间有交通。
God desires us to have fellowship with him.
神渴慕我们与他有交通。
It's always our concept that I need to do this to do that in order to please our Father.
我们常常有个概念，就是我们要做这个做那个，好让父得喜悦。
But let me tell you, God's desire, His priority is that we can have fellowship with Him.
但是我告诉你，神的渴慕，他的优先权，他的优先所排为优先的是我们与他交通。
That's why when Mary stood before the presence of the Lord Jesus.
所以当玛利亚坐在主脚前的时候
，The Lord said, "This is a good thing."
主说这个是个好事。
It's a better thing, better than what Martha is doing.
那是上好的，比马大所做的。
And this one thing that Mary did, no one can take away from him.
玛利亚她所做的也是没有人能夺去。
What is this one thing?
这一个事是什么
？It's to have fellowship with the Father.
就是与父有交通。
So one day there is a father now who came back from work.
有一天有个父亲他工作完回家。
You know, he always work abroad, so for months at home.
他是在国外工作，所以有几个月他都不在家。
And when he came home, he told the family, "Let's have a good time."
所以他回来之后就跟家庭人说，让我们有一些好的时间。
I'll bring you to the department store.
我带你们到那个商店里去。
And he gave his little girl some money.
所以他就给他小孩一些钱。
So when he reached the department store, go buy something that you like.
他说你到百货店去买你喜欢的东西。
And the little girl started to cry.
所以她这个小女孩就开始哭了。
So why are you crying?
她说你为什么哭呢
？Said Daddy, I don't need your money, I need you.
她说父亲，我不需要你的钱，我需要你。
The brother and sister, God needs us.
弟兄姐妹们，神需要我们。
He wants us to have fellowship with him.
他想要我们与他有交通。
One day there's a father who is an accountant.
还有一次有一个父亲他是做会计。
He took pride in doing his work.
他以他所做的为骄傲。
During that time, there is no computer.
然后没有计算机。
So there is a huge ledger, you know, a long book where the people put on all the numbers.
所以有个很大的，他要把那些钱数写在上。
And every time he started work, he told his children, his wife, "Don't bother me until I finish my work."
每一次他跟他要工作的时候，他跟他的妻子和孩子说：“你们不要搅扰我，等我把工作做完。
”So one day while he is working, suddenly his four-year-old boy.Bang to the door and jump on his father's lap.
但是有一天他正工作的时候，他四岁的儿子从门那进来，一下就冲到他的那个腿上。
And because of that sudden movement, the father was fighting, and all this, you know, ledger was messed up.
因着他儿子突然的举动，所以他这个人他写的东西一下都被弄坏了。
And the father was so upset, said, "My son, how could you do this? You know, I'm working."
父亲就跟儿子说儿子你怎么能这样做呢我正在工作、啊、
And the boy said Daddy I'm really sorry I don't really mean it I just want to sit at your lap and talk with you
他说父亲我并不想破坏你的工作我只想坐在你的腿上谈谈话
And when the father heard that he closed his ledger
当父亲听见孩子这样他就把他的 就帐的关上。
He said, son, let's go out, let's take a walk, talk to me.
所以他说，儿子，我们去散步，你跟我讲话。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we are too busy for our children.
所以弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们太忙，没有时间给孩子。
Sometimes we don't have time to fellowship with them.
很多时候我们没有时间与他们交流。
But let me tell you.
但是我告诉你。
Our Father who is in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
He is never busy to have fellowship with us.
他从来不会忙到一个地步不和我们交流。
Sometimes we feel like.God is so huge. He has a lot of eternal plan to accomplish.
我们有时候想，神这么大，他有那么多永远的计划。
Will he have time to talk with me?
他怎么会有时间跟我讲话？
Yes, indeed, God has time to talk with you.
的确，神有时间与你讲话。
The problem is we.
问题在我们这方面。
Do we have time to talk with our Father?
我们是不是有时间跟我们的父母？
For he desired to be our partner, he desired to be our companion.
因为他盼望来做我们的同伴。
Number four.
第四。
Not only he desired companionship, God desired, we expect his what? His compassion.
神不仅期待我们与他同伴关系，他也让我们期待他会体恤我们。
Oh, his compassion is everlasting.
他的那个体恤怜悯是永远的。
Oh, his compassion fails not.
他的怜悯不至于断。
How many times have we failed him?
有多少次我们都让他没有成全。
But every time we come to him.
但是每一次我们重新回到他。
He always forgives us.
他总是赦免。
He always takes us back.
他总是把我们带回来。
You know, whenever I talk about, I always remember the prodigal son.
我常常想到那个浪子。
Oh, when this prodigal son messed up the father's riches and inheritance.
当时这个浪子浪费了他父亲的那些产业。
When he left the father, it broke his father's heart.
他离开父亲的时候，伤了父亲的心。
But when he returned,
但是当他回来的时候
，when his father just saw him afar off,
他父亲远远看见。
The father ran.
父亲就跑。
Because the father is full of compassion.
因为父亲里头满了那个体恤怜悯。
You know, this story I told yesterday to a lot of young people.
所以昨天我跟许多的年轻的孩子讲的。
It's concerning a father who went to the emergency room because of a heart attack.
我们就讲到一个父亲因着他的心脏病突发，他进了急诊。
Every time I talk about this, it really touched my heart.
每次讲这个的时候，都摸到我的心。
This father had a heart attack, and he told the nurse, "Can you please call my daughter?"
所以父亲他那个跟护士说，你可不可以给我的女儿打电话
？Then the nurses took his advice and called the daughter.
所以这个护士就听他的建议，给他女儿打电话。
And he told the daughter, "Your father has a heart attack. Please come immediately."
所以他就跟他说，你的父亲那个心脏病突发，请你快来。
Then the daughter was so upset, he started crying.
所以这个女儿如此的伤心，她开始哭。
So don't let my father die.
他说：“你不要让我的父亲死。
”In 30 minutes, I will be there.
十分钟后我就到。
You know, I haven't talked to my father 1.5 years already.
我已经跟我父亲一年半都没说过话。
Because of a disagreement.
因着他跟父亲之间有一些
不和谐。I told my father I hate him.
我告诉我父亲说我恨他。
But I don't really hate my father.
但是其实我并不真恨他。
It's because of my pride that I say this.
因着我的骄傲我才那样讲。
I'm coming back.
我这就来。
Don't let him die.
不要让他死。
Yes, the daughter rushed to the hospital.
所以这个女儿就赶紧去医院。
But so sad to say, when she reached the hospital, the father is dead already.
但是当她去的时候，她的父亲已经过去了。
Oh, she was full of remorse.
她如此的悲伤。
And but the nurses, the doctors tried to comfort her.
那个医生和护士都试着安慰她。
And the nurses said, "Do you want to see the place where your father is laying?"
她说你想不想看你父亲他在。医院躺的地方。
And the nurse bring her to that place.
所以护士就把他带到那个地
方。When saw the body of his father, he started to cry.
女儿见父亲的身体，他就哭。
After cry, a piece of paper beside his father's table.
当哭完之后，他看见在他父亲旁边桌子上有一个纸条。
This is what the letter says.
那个纸上是这样写的。
Dear Susie.
他亲爱的
Susie. That's the name of the daughter. Dear Susie.
他是他女儿的名字。
Say I love you.
我爱你
I forgive you.
我赦免你
Please forgive me also.
也请你赦免我
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
The father doesn't expect the daughter to come back.
父亲并不期待他女儿能来
Yet the father said I love you, I forgive you.
然而父亲却说我爱你我赦免你
This is our heavenly father.
这就是我们的天父
How many times have we upset our father?
有多少次我们让我们的父亲伤
心？ How many times in a day we sin against him?
每一天中有多少次我们得罪他？
To some extent, we felt like I'm so tired of this kind of thing.
以至于到了一个地步，我们觉得说我们因这些事情很烦。
Will the Father still forgive me?
我们的父还会赦免我们？
Yes, the Father will forgive us.
是的，我们的父一定。
He is a Father that is full of compassion.
因着他是满了悯的。
Not only we expect His nurturing.
不仅我们会期待他会
教导我们。Not only we expect His correction.
不仅他会管教。
Not only we expect His companionship.
不仅期待一个与他同等的关系。
We also expect His compassion.
也期待他的怜悯。
For His compassion faileth not.
因他的怜悯不至断绝。
And now, what should we do?
那我们应当做什么？
Knowing that He is our Father,
因为知道他是我们的父。
Verse 9 says, Hallowed be thy name.
第九节说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed in the Greek means you're sanctified.
为圣就是说他被尊为圣的意思。
The name that means sanctified means to set apart.
就是他的那个名是被分别
出来。This name is not an ordinary name.
这个名不是一个普通的。
This name is the name that is above every name.
这个名是超乎万名之上的。
When you love a name,
当他
When you love a name,
你爱那个名。
Do you just treat it just as something common?
你是把它当成一个普通的吗
？Like for example, your mother's name. You love your mother. You love her name.
比如说你爱母亲，你爱她的名。
Do you make fun of this?
你会取笑那个名字
？If anybody make fun of my mother's name, he has a problem with me.
如果有人他取笑我母亲的名，那他就跟我有难处。
But so sad to say, a lot of people nowadays make fun of God's name.
但是非常悲哀的说，今天有很多人都这样来轻呼神的名。
Brothers and sisters, we should know this name is not a different kind of name. This name is the exalted name of Jesus.
我们知道这个名不是普通的名，这乃是被升高的耶稣。
Isaiah 9:6 says.
以赛亚书
9章6节 And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
他说他的名要称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Philippians chapter 2 says,
腓立比书第二章。
And God gave him the name that is above every name.
神就赐给他那超乎万名之上。
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
因着耶稣的名万区都必屈
Not only in heaven also on earth but also under the earth
不仅在天上地上甚至地底下
That in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father
因着耶稣名万区都要跪拜万口都要承认好让荣耀因着耶稣的名归给父
Since this name is an exalted name
因为这个是一个被高举的名
We love this name we sanctify this name we rely and depend on this name
我们爱这个名，我们把这个名分别为圣，我们也依靠这个名。
Because of this name, we are saved.
因这个名，我们才得救。
Because of this name, we can live from day to day.
因着这个名，我们每天可以生活。
And because of this name, we will enter into glory.
因着这个名，我们将来可以进入。
This name is the name of Jesus.
这个就是那个耶稣的名。
One day, there's two friends who met.
有一天，两个朋友他们见面了。
One is a beggar, one is a lawyer.
有一个是乞丐，有一个是律师。
And they found out that before they are classmates in high school.
结果他们见完，他们以前在高中是同学。
When the lawyer saw the condition of this his friend, he had compassion on this person.
当这律师看见他这个朋友竟然乞丐的时候，他就连续他。
Let me invite you for lunch.
他说对乞丐说，你来，我们一起来吃中饭。
And during lunchtime, the lawyer start to write a check.
吃中饭的时候，这个律师他就开了一张支票。
And he said, "It's no means to disrespect you, but maybe this amount of money will help you get back on your feet."
他说我写这支票不是让你觉得羞愧，写支票是让你也许能够起来开始做些什么。
And this beggar was so happy, he was so grateful.
这一个乞丐他很高兴，他也感恩。
But afterwards, he asked this lawyer friend, he said, "But I had a question to ask you."
但后来他说对律师说我要跟问你个问题
When I go to the bank with this check will they respect this check
我去银行要取钱用这个支票取钱的时候他们会不会接受这张
With this kind of condition in beggar clothing
他说你
so smelly so dirty will they respect this check
因为他们看我这个乞丐穿这个衣服都发臭又脏会不会来认这张支票
Then the lawyer said
那律师说
The bank doesn't care how you look
这个律师说银行不会看 你的样子是什么。
The bank doesn't care what kind of clothing you wear.
银行也不管你穿的衣服如何。
What the bank care about is the name in the check.
银行所关注的是那个支票上的签字。
Who's the person who signed that check?
签字的是谁。
Today praise the Lord.
今天赞美主。
We can come before the Father.
我们可以到父面前。
Not because of what we do.
不是因为我们所做。
Not because of who we are.
不是因着我们所做。
But we came in the name of Jesus.
乃是靠着耶稣的名。
Today we can come again and again before Him.
今天我们可以一次一次到他面前。
Because in the name of Jesus.
因着靠耶稣的名。
This is the name which the Father respects.
这就是父他所尊重的。
And this is the only name which the Father will accept.
这个是父他所唯一
的。That's why every time we pray, we say in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以每次祷告，我们都说靠主耶稣。
Or a lot of times we feel like this is only a kind of a tradition, a practice. This is not a practice, brothers.
我们不要这个只是一个传统，一个形式，这个不是。
This is a fact. This is a principle. In the name of Jesus, we come before the Father.
这事实是一个原则，是靠耶稣的名进到父面前。
Because this is the name that is an exalted name.
因为这是一个被高举的名。
How do we you know glorify the Father?
我们如何荣耀我们的父？
To extol the name of Jesus.
就是高举耶稣的名。
Number two.
第二。
How do we pray?
如何祷告？
Verse 10 says, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
第十节，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
You know, we always had a kind of thinking. How do we pray that it will get to heaven?
我们常常祷告说我们怎能够达到天上。
Before we learn how to pray,
我们在学祷告之前。
We should know who are we?
我们需要知道说我们是谁。
Brother and sister, the Bible says, Thy kingdom come.
圣经说你的国降临。
Today, brother and sister, who are you?
弟兄姐妹们，今天你是。
Brother and sister, we are in God's kingdom.
我们是在神国度里的。
We are transferred from the kingdom of dark, kingdom of light.
我们是脱离暗的权势，进入爱子光明国度。
In other words, in God's kingdom, it is He who reigns and rules.
换句话说，在神的国里是神他来掌权。
At least there are four things concerning God's kingdom.
在神的国至少有四方面。
This kingdom is the kingdom of God's government.
这个国是神他的掌权。
This is the kingdom of God's goodness.
这个是神他的良善。
This is the kingdom of God's grace.
这里面也是神的恩典。
This is the kingdom of God's glory.
这个国也是神的荣耀。
You know, I have no time to finish everything.
我想我没有办法把这些都讲。
If God will, we'll finish it later, next time.
神若允许，也许我下次讲。
But I will firstly talk concerning this is the kingdom of God's government.
我先讲，这是神他的那个权。
In other words, if this is God's kingdom,
换句话说，这是如果是神的国度。
It is the kingdom which He rules and reigns.
这就是他所执政掌权。
And this is the kingdom where His will be done.
这也是他的旨意要成全。
A lot of times when we pray,
很多时候我们祷告。
We pray, do this and do that for me.
我们说主，你做这个，为我做这个做。
That's why in our experience, a lot of time our prayer is not heard or listened.
所以很多时候我们经历中，我们的祷告似乎不被垂听。
How do we pray?
我们怎么祷告
？We need to pray according to His will.
我们要按照他的旨意祷告。
But how do we know that this is His will?
但我们怎么知道那个是他的旨意？
Three principles.
有三个原则。
One, the surrender principle.
第一是降服的原则。
We need to surrender first to the will of God.
我们第一要降服于神的旨意。
A lot of times we still hold on to what we want.
很多时候我们就抓住我们所想。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
If you want our prayer to reach to heaven,
你要想你的祷告能够达到。
We need to pray before.For His will be done, not our will.
我们需要祷告，让他的旨意成全。
In other words, this is the surrender principle.
换句话说，这是降服的原则。
One day there is a pastor who went to Romania to preach.
有一天，有一个牧师去罗马尼亚去。
And there's another Romanian pastor who translates for this person.
有一个罗马尼亚的牧师为牧师翻译。
After this American preacher finished his preaching.
这个美国牧师讲完道之后
，He asked this Romanian pastor, "What do you think concerning American Christianity?"
他就问罗马尼亚牧师说：“你对美国的那个基督教，你有什么的意见
？”He said, "There's a problem with American Christianity."
罗马尼亚牧师说：“这个美国的基督教有个问题。
”It is the word commitment.
是那个话就叫委身。
Then this pastor, "What's wrong with commitment?"
那牧师说这个委身这个字有什么错、啊、
As a Christian we need to be committed to God.
因为做基督徒我们应该委身给神。
Then the Romanian pastor said wrong.
这个罗马尼亚牧师说这个错。
Commitment is fairly a new word.
委身是一个新的词。
They start to use it after 1960.
它是1960年之后才用的。
And commitment is a new word. It means to say it was replaced. He replaced it with an older word.
一个新词来要代替那个旧词。
And you know what the older word is? Surrender.
那旧所代替旧的词是什么
？When we talk about it,
当我们说到委身
，it means to say I decide what to do this.
就是说我决定要做这个。
I decide to read the Bible once a year.
我决定说我一年要读一遍圣经
to preach the gospel,
我决定要传福音
like, other, like worldly people
就好像世上的人
It's just only the difference of what we want to do
区别只是我们做的事情
The worldly people, I decide to lose 10 pounds in a month
世上的人说我一个月要减十磅
I'm committed to it
我委身我一定
In other words, when you say you are committed it means you are still in the driver's seat You decide what to do
换句话说如果你用委身这个词就是你仍然是做司机的那个位置
But surrender is totally a different thing
而降服完全不一样
What is surrender?
降服是什么
Surrender is raising your two hands
降服是举起你的双手
Lord, I'm no longer in the driver's seat You are in the driver's seat
主我不是在做司机的位置主你来做
I don't decide what to do You decide what you want me to do
不再决定要做什么你决定做什么
Today, in prayer
所以今天在祷告
时 We let Father decide what we want to pray.
我们父来决定我们该祷告什么。
You want to pray in order to be answered?
你想要你祷告得答应吗
First thing we need to do, we need to surrender ourselves to God.
第一要把我们自己降服于神。
So let's, every time we pray, we need to turn our concept, even the word we use.
所以每次祷告的时候我们要把概念和我们用的那个词要改。
We don't say, Lord, I commit myself to you.
我们不对主说我主我向你委身
We said Lord I surrender myself to you
我们要对主说主我降服于
You be the one to take charge
你是那个掌管
Number two
第二
The scripture principle
圣经的原则
We firstly deal with what is in us
刚才那个降服是说到我们里面
The kind of attitude we have
我们里面的那个
态度 We need to surrender ourselves to God
我们是要向神
Now secondly We let God speak to us
第二就是要上神
How do we know the will of God?
我们怎么知道神的旨意
It is word of God.
那是借着神的话
No, a lot of times we don't read the word of God.
很多时候我们不读神的
And afterwards we say, is this the will of God?
然后我们就问说这是神的旨意
We go from person to person asking, is this the will of God?
我们问这个人问那个人这是神的旨意
Brothers and sisters, John chapter 15 says,
弟兄姐妹们约翰福音十五章说
If you abide in me,
如果你住在我里
And my word abide in you,
我的话也住在你里面
Then ask anything
你凡有求的
Then it shall be fulfilled unto you
就必为你成全
If you want to know the will of God
所以如果你想要知道神的
We need to abide in the word of God
我们需要住在神的
We need to know what God wants
我们需要知道神想要什么
Yeah, a lot of time, We just passed through the Father's Day, right?
我们刚过了父亲节
My son is always excited It's Father's Day I want to bring, get my father something
我的儿子他很兴奋、哦、父亲节要到了我要为我父亲准备
And he always said I want a surprise for you I don't want to tell you this thing
他说我要给你一个惊奇我事先不告诉你给你买
I told my son don't just buy anything ask me first
我跟我儿子说你先别买东西你先问问我
my son said daddy you say old fashioned is no excitement at all
儿子对我说你都是那个老套都没有什么新奇
you know,I don't want excitement.
你知道我并不要那个兴奋。
Our heavenly Father doesn't want excitement.
我们的天父并不要那个兴奋。
He wants His will be done, not yours.
他想要他的旨意成全。
Therefore, we need to read His word.
因此我们要读他的话。
Number three.
第三个原则。
The Holy Spirit principle.
圣灵的原则。
We need to let the Holy Spirit.
我们需要让圣灵。
Speak through our hearts.
来。对我们的心
说话 Let's move to Romans chapter 8
罗马书第八章
Verse 26 to 27
26, 27节
Likewise the Spirit who help our infirmities For we know not what we should pray For as we ought But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us With groanings which cannot be uttered And he that searches the hearts Knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Sometimes we really don't know how to pray the will of God.
许多时候我们不知道怎么样为神的旨意祷告，但是圣灵在我们
Who make an intercession for us?
为我们代求。
In other words, the Holy Spirit pray on our behalf.
换句话说，圣灵替我们祷告。
What is an effective prayer?
什么是那个有功效的祷告？
What is a prayer that gets to heaven?
什么是达到天上的祷告？
Maybe you need to write it down.
也许你需要写下来。
A prayer would get to heaven.
那个达到天上的祷告。
Start from heaven.
是从天开始。
We only close the circuit.
那样我才能够把那个好像电路一样把它接上。
Really、
什么是祷告？
Prayer is the Holy Spirit searching for the will of the Father.
是圣灵兼晓得。监察神的心意。
The Holy Spirit put that will of the Father into our hearts.
然后把神的心意在我们的心中。
And we send it back to Him with the power of the cross. That is prayer.
然后我们借着那个十字架的能力，把这样的心意回应。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神怜悯我们。
That through this small fellowship,
借着这一点交通
，it will revolutionize our prayer.
让我们的生。那个祷告有一个恢复
causing us to see how important prayer is.
让我们看见祷告的重要
and it also causes us to see how to pray.
也让我们看见怎样祷告
and what is the prayer that gets to heaven.
也看见什么样的祷告能够达到天上
May the Lord really, reveal himself to us once again.
愿主再一次启示我们
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有些祷告
Lord, this morning as we come before thy word once again.
主，今天早上我们再到你话语的面前。
We pray that you continue to reveal yourself to us.
我们祷告你继续启示我们。
Causing us to see that we are not here only to do things.
让我们看见说我们不在这里只是做些事情。
Oh, yet to save us that we might have fellowship with you.
乃是你救我们，我们与你有交通。
Oh, this is your priority.
这个是你看为
首。May this a priority in life.
也是成为我们生命的一个优先。
Before we have done anything.
我们在做任何事情之前
Before we start our living,
让我们开始生活之前
May we have fellowship with you.
让我们与你交通
This we pray in the most precious name.
我们祷告是靠你宝贵的名
Amen.